Welcome to Full Disclosure, the podcast by Scott Hayes and Karen Bird, where we talk about local real estate, the stuff that matters to you. What we do is go through the statistics of the local areas, those being Lower Woodside, the Skyline area, the La Honda area, and then the coast side, which is I consider Pescadero, San Gregorio, and Lomomar. Give you the idea of what the trends are in those areas and what the what's selling, if it isn't selling, and what the prices are looking like. So without further ado, let's start out with Lower Woodside. Life's not too bad if you're in Lower Woodside. We've had 14 transactions in the second quarter with an average sales price of $3.245 million. Average days on the market was 29. If we compare this to 2007, there were 19 transactions, so we're a little slower than we were last year. But all in all, we're pretty close to on track. Days on market's up. It's about 30 days on the market right now. Last year, it was 71 days on market. And prior to that, you know, the median has been right around the 29 mark. So it looks like we're solidly average in Lower Woodside. A couple of things that are a little interesting is the price in Lower Woodside has gone up substantially. The median sales price in 2007 was $2.8 million, 2006 was $2 million, and 2005 was $2.1 million. So prices are going up. The volume's about the same. We're okay, except for one small thing. We have a lot of actives right now. We're sitting on 21 actives, so that is about 130 days of inventory. And of those actives, the average sales or average asking price is $4.1 million. So it's about 27% over the current sales price now. And those have all been on the market 102 days. So, you know, if you got an average days on market of about 30 days and your home is sitting on the market and it's been on for 102 days and you're $1 million over what the median sales price is, I don't know what's going on there. Maybe it should be, you should decrease that a little bit. Maybe the market's telling you something. It's not going up as high as you think it is. Maybe the high-end stuff, you know, in the $5, $10 million range isn't selling as much. I don't know. It's hard to tell. But it looks like, if you look at the numbers, if your house is on the market over about 30 days, you know, that's been about the time it sells in the last 4 years, that if you're over about 30 days, you need to really start looking at your price and talking to your realtor about marketing and kind of what's going on in the area. So, yeah, the days on market is five times above the average of the sold properties. And, the ask price is 30% over what it looks like was in that has been in 2008, and 2008 jumped up a lot from 2007. So something to think about. Not quite sure what the details are. As you know, all the houses are pretty unique down there. So next in line, let's take a look at the Skyline area. You know, when you look at Skyline from the outset, it might not look terrible. There was three sales in the second quarter of 2008 with a median price of $1.464 million, which is they got 94% of the asking price. And, you know, the problem is in 2007, there were nine sales in that same time. 2005, there were six. So we're right, you know, it's the volume's down a little bit. Here, the scary thing is, though, there's 25 of them on the market right now. That's right, there's 25 actives. And of those actives, they've been on the market about 188 days, and their ask price is $1.6 million as a median. Now, remember, the sold price is $1.464 million. So given those numbers and the current rate we're going, we have about eight quarters of inventory if we keep going at our same rate. And the median ask is 10% higher than the current sales price. You know, that's quite a little bit of inventory on the Skyline area, and I can tell you from the last little bit, we're just not seeing the buyers out there trying to pick up those properties. So something to think about. You know, the properties have been on the market for a while, and that market, it seems, in what you'll see as this podcast goes on, is that the market's kind of on the hill and down towards the coast. They're starting to slow a little bit. If you want to sell your house, you might want to talk to your realtor about what they're doing to market the properties, and you also probably want to listen to them on pricing. As you know, properties in this area are very unique, and you really have to be on top of what their value is just from the unique standpoint that each one of them have. So with that said, let's go take a look at La Honda, and we'll see what's going on over there. All right, in La Honda, I think you're going to notice a trend as we head further towards the coast. La Honda had two sales in the second quarter in 2008. In 2007, there were six. 2006, there were four. In 2005, there were seven. So it's about a third of what it was last year and about half of what it was in 2006 and about a third, again, of what it was in 2005. The average days on market has been 76, and the average price is actually down from last year. Average sales price was $679 in 2007, and in 2008, the average sales price is $638. And the interesting thing is that the average ask price versus a sold price is it's 77% of the sold price is 77% of the original listing price. So, and here's the other thing. There's 17 properties on the market right now, and they've been on average been on the market for 95 days. So again, same thing, kind of similar to what's going on in Skylonda. There's 8 quarters of inventory, and the days in market in 08 were at a 5-year high. In 08, the days on market for the two that sold were 76 days. In 07, it was 18. In 06, the average, believe it or not, was 1. And in 05, the average was 42. So at 76, we're two times higher than any of the other days on market averages. And all the actives are over that 76 days. So again, the actives currently on average have been on the market 95 days, and the solds were sold in 76. Another thing that to keep in mind and is general is that the further you get towards the coast, the more difficult these things seem to be to get to sell. I don't know if it's gas prices that are driving it. The lenders are becoming much more stringent, so that certainly takes its toll as well. Last but not least, let's take a quick look at the coast side and see what that holds. On the coast side, you have one sale in 2008 in the second quarter. In 2007, at the same time, you had one. 2006, you had five. In 2005, you had five. So we're kind of on the same track as we were in 2007. The average days of that one was, it took them 30 days to sell the one that sold. And in last year, it took 18 days to sell the one that sold. Here's the thing that's a little scary. Currently, as of today, in the coast side, there's 16 properties on the market. Keep in mind, if we keep going at second quarter sales rates, that's selling one per quarter, so four of them will sell. So we have 16 months, or about 4 years of inventory. The days on market of the actives is on average 140 days. So the solds, again, were right around 30 days. So that 140 days of actives is four times the current 08 numbers. And this is, we're heading into the good time of the year. If you're on the coast side, there's a lot of stuff for sale. There's not a lot of people buying right now. And that usually ends up being the price reduction time. What happens is that somebody's going to blink, lower the price, and then the values are going to change here until, the volumes start going up again and the buyers start coming out. They just don't seem to be coming out. With that in mind, let's go into a little bit about what we're seeing in the market out there as a real estate agent. It seems like the loans are becoming more difficult. I had a property that went into escrow, and I had a couple of banks turn it down simply because the appraisers didn't have comps that were close enough to the property that was in escrow that I was selling to feel comfortable about the value. So we're starting to see that, and this happened two times from two separate banks. We finally did get it sold, but it was certainly a challenge. Most of the time now, too, banks are asking for 20 to 25% down, and you got to have stellar credit. Gone are the days when you could put 10% down or 5% down or nothing down. A lot of the lenders are not going through mortgage brokers anymore. They're going directly to the banks, and the challenge you run into with that is the banks don't know your area, and so it's very difficult for them to give an educated understanding of what the value of a place is worth. So it's interesting because we have a lot of people that want to sell their place and want, that look at the value of their place, their homes, and they think that it's one thing, and we tell them something different. It's not even really worth it to put it on the market because person thinks their house is, $200,000 over what their realtor thinks. the appraisers are going to come in, the banks are going to come in even lower than we are. And so even if you find somebody who wants to buy it, unless they're all cash, and I've had two of those deals in 5 years, you know, it's going to be tough to sell it. So keep that in mind. You got to price them right. You know, listen to your realtors. They're here to help you try to get this thing sold and get you moving on with your life. And if you're a buyer, it's a great time to start looking. I mean, I know a lot of the sellers right now are just looking for an offer, something they can work with. If it's low, it's fine. Just let them, you know, work with you on it. So that is kind of what we're seeing in the market right now. The buyers, there's not a lot of them. We haven't seen a lot of them around. They're starting to come out now a little bit more. Of course, it is the buying season in the summer. But they're very cautious, and they're also sitting on the sidelines. If they're interested in a property, even if you have another offer that you think is coming in, everybody's waiting. I don't know if people think they can time it. Is it going to go down more? I don't know what the thought is, but everybody seems to be just holding back just a little bit. So with that said, unfortunately, I don't have any fantastic news, but that is kind of where we sit at the moment. Thanks again for listening, and if you would like these statistics or would like to talk to me or Karen, you can always give Karen or I a call. My number is 650-641-2839. Karen's is 650-851-8100. And you can always reach us by email, scott@birdhaze.com or karen@birdhaze.com. And don't forget to visit us at our website, www.birdhaze.com. Until next time.